Blog Talk Radio.
From moving full steam ahead, I know we both want the best. Let go is not that hard. Looking for a reason to fail before we start. Don't let it tear us apart. Maybe we can get a little. Do it, name.
wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone. Remembering the times when you and I would hide, no one else would find that funny, and only you would know I'm better with you and it shows, because the way you loved me. And I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for
been in love like this. some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours. And I, and I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is
mine and ours, and yours mine and ours.
I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes.
What a time to be alive. If I haven't before understood that time is relative, well, I understand it now. Understand it less profound, and now is all that exists. We no longer recognize one another in these different masks. No longer feel threatened by a covered face, even if it's black. And yes, I remember a time before this. Before COVID-19 and live it 24/7, I remember complacency shrouded in normalcy and ignorance the bliss one seeks. I was black before, and now it appears that everyone sees me. Before, prayer had me on my knees. We all see in the dark now. And we've been see-through, born ghosts and chalk outlines, seemingly born laying down. But I've always stood in love, transparency. Always been the magic in black, always the night that brings the stars, always the breath in life's lungs. Living life while I'm alive, now look at where we are. We're alive, just trying to live. Trying to do it one more time and give it one more chance. Born into fear and dying by the hands of someone on their phone or in their privilege. Cause I walked or ran or stood or I took a stand. And if I haven't understood before that these lessons hold with them gifts, as hard as it is to comprehend hate, it may be hard to understand this, but we must give. Give ourselves a break. Give to your life. Give to you and yours. Love is something they can't take. Being love's transparency. We can't take this pain with us. All we have is love. And it ain't on the other cheek. Meek ain't never met weak. What a time to be in love. For beyond this life and certainly beyond time, love. Love is what will save us from it all. And it's love that will deliver us to ourselves.
Better place, when it's all said and done, beauty complexion. Can't even walk the streets in peace without the fears of being arrested. Now the community's divided, we dying by thousands from the fire. Cities in shambles, why be like small
Jani, and you are listening to In the Spotlight and
Open Mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Tiffany,
the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next stage in online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy Monday, Creative Minds. This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm, one of your hostesses for this evening. And let me bring in my beautiful, soft-spoken co-host, Miss Janice. What's up, Essentially Janice? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. Great night for poetry. I'm looking forward to everyone who steps to the mic. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's been a couple weeks, I will say. It's been a couple months.
I'll travel.
But listen, it has been a couple months, but I have made myself a little concoction over here.
Excellent.
Made of kissed caramel vodka and apple cider. If y'all have not ever tried it, I recommend it. It's definitely doing the trick. So big shout out real quick to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, and Raw Links, Why the Average When You Can Be Raw. I will say it was a pleasure having actually, I feel like I did not even introduce the show. So welcome to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. I was going to reference our first In the Spotlight, but real quick. So, yeah, so Larry was the first one that we had in the Spotlight here, and he gave the story behind Raw Links. So if you did not get a chance to check that out, I encourage you all to go do that. It's quite the story. And it was such a phenomenal show. I'm still on a high from that. Mm-hmm. But tonight, it's you and me. Tonight, we are the guests. of In the Spotlight. We are in the spotlight. More specifically, I'm excited about putting you in the spotlight.
Play too much. You know why I keep picking that emoji with me hiding behind a tree, right?
I know, because that's what you do. And that's why you have me sliding in, because that's what I do.
Exactly.
Right. Let's go. Let's go. So real quick, for those of you that don't, are not familiar with Raw with Rain in the Spotlight, we generally have someone on, and we have poets or creatives in the community that have things going on outside of poetry. It could be a compliment to poetry, but it's not poetry. It's not books. It's not, we want to highlight, because a lot of times we've noticed that people don't promote themselves. It's a thing. I don't know what it is, but we have a hard time promoting ourselves. So we like to put people in the spotlight. So tonight, we decided we were going to put ourselves in the spotlight because we both have things going on. Our first show was in the spotlight. We had Larry, author Larry Maddox, the CEO of Raw Links. And then the second in the spotlight, we had Tila Shell, who is all things poetry and promotion, and she does a lot of things. So if you have not seen those or heard those, I should say, I would recommend going to check those out. If you are listening in online and you would like to get in queue and share some poetry with us tonight, you can dial 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. Okay. So I feel like I'm all over the place tonight, to be quite honest with y'all. So y'all are going to have to forgive me. So, are you ready to hear some poetry?
Absolutely. Oh, did
you? All right.
I'm going to wait to talk about the giveaway, or
those
who are sharing an open mic. Okay. All right.
Sure. Matter of fact, do you want to talk about it?
Just very briefly, those who.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Those who are sharing with open mic will be entered into our drawing that we'll be holding at the end of the show on Facebook Live. So make sure you press 1. We love that you're listening in, but also press 1 so that you can share and be entered into this drawing.
And so real quick, I will share. We'll have to unfold. When I start peeling back essentially Janice's layers, I'll let her share with you what her. So we're going to have 3 drawings tonight. And if you've seen them before, we don't have any control over it. I just enter the names. We keep track of who's been on the mic. We enter the names, and the wheel does the rest. But it's the holidays, and we want to give. So tonight, Pulse Designs is going to be giving away 2 $50 credits for Pulse Designs product. So as many of you all know, I also do a couple different lines that are hosted on my website. Sankofa Sartorials and Honey Dripper Apparel. The gift certificate will not be good for those, but anything else custom, I promise you, it's Christmas time. Everyone loves something custom, birthdays, whatever. So that will be 2 of the giveaways. And then the 3rd one, y'all just have to wait and see.
Let's see
who's going to be.
I'm laughing because I don't know if mine is like as awesome as yours, but yeah.
Well, yours is as awesome because the amount of time that goes into yours, listen, and you know, it's Christmas time, so this is more, you know, this is the big bang for Pulse Design. So,
okay.
But they are just as amazing. I promise you. If I could win, if I could submit myself to win,
I could enter.
Well, we can talk back channel.
Okay.
But the first person that's going to be entered to win tonight is going to be La Perla Negra. Good evening, Diva.
Hey, wow, you shocked me because I was just tweaking my piece. What's up, divas? What's up?
Hey,
hey,
all the
hey, yes,
Hey, y'all, the epiphany hosts in here, writing your little pieces. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm good. Let's go.
I know it's
going to
be amazing.
Well, actually, I think I sent you a copy of my new piece. I just wrote it today. I just tweaked it just a little bit. I just added a little bit more to it because that music had me in my feels, girl. I'm going to tee it up a little bit. Catch myself.
I was a DJ in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
In another lifetime, I swear I was, because I don't have the skills right now. I just love music.
Mm-hmm.
Before you share with us,
right.
Ms. Purse. Before you share with us tonight, do you want to share with us what you have going on Epiphany Radio?
Okay, sure. Well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Alternating Monday nights with these lovely divas right here, Ms. Rain and essentially Janine. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Douglas. Essentially Janine, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by Monday night because we got a second half of the show where it helps you tap into your creative side, and that's called Pick Up Your Pen. Wednesday night, I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP, in the Love Zone. Now, the topic is right now being tossed around between back and forth both of us, or whatever we come up with, I'm sure you guys are going to love. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Actually, it's back to you because you got a piece for us, but I highly recommend, yeah, absolutely. And y'all be giving me the warm and fuzzies on the Love Zone, but y'all do keep me on my toes because y'all switch it up on me every now and then. I don't know what to expect. It'd be like a whole storm over there. It'd be like a whole quiet storm going on over there, so... But yes, what do you have for us this evening, my loves? What do you have?
Well, like I said, I just wrote this today. This is called Share Me With You.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Some have seen my skin and touched my body, but none have ever seen me completely naked. I kept my love from their version of understanding of what a love without conditions is, because the little I did reveal was butchered and tossed to the side. So in order to understand what I've been through, you'll have to know how to make hell home first. Know that your wounds left battle scars as a roadmap out of that hell, leading you to love. Love is an energetic connection which needs to be cared for and fueled from both sides of the bond, or it will slowly wither away and lose its brilliant beauty. Open and connect to me. Part of keeping the energetic connection of love alive is to fuel it with the clarity of communication. So there's understanding. Connect and share me with you. With understanding comes sustainability that leads to everlasting. So I have boundaries. One day, I will open to true love. When it opens to me. See, I'm already in love with myself. I just want someone to share it with me. And that's that piece.
Love that.
That line, know that your wounds left battle scars as a roadmap out of that hell, leading you to love. That was beautiful.
Yeah,
I love that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one section that we talked about, too, about sometimes when I hear a person's piece, I start to see color, right? And with towards the end when you talked about fueling love with the, what was the line? Say that line again for me, about fueling love with the clarity of communication. Was that it?
Yeah.
I saw contrasting colors. I saw red and blue with that.
That was my favorite part right there. Yeah, yeah, I love it. Thank you, Diva. Glad you enjoyed it. Thank you. And it wasn't a super short piece, you know, I was over here like Hercules, like, I'm super excited. You know, I'm the queen of short pieces. You be coming through here with like two liners and be like in peace, and I'd be like, but I want more. But
you know what we forgot to mention was the we forgot to mention the how the setup is for virtual open mic and the option to leave your mic open.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is why I have you, because I'd be forgetting.
Oh, that's one of the things that I absolutely love about this, though. So with our open mic, we do leave the mics open if you want yours open so that you can respond as a person is reading, to show them love, snap, give them their flowers as they're reading. So, La Perla Negra, would you like to leave your have your mic left open so that you can respond to the next creative who steps to the mic?
Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you. Very appreciate
Thank you
coming
Pearly.
Through.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be on my best behavior pulling in this next poet, the next one to be entered. None other than King Drip himself. Good evening, Mahavi.
Good evening.
Hey,
what's going on?
How are
you?
What's really good happening?
What is going on? How are you feeling this evening?
Myself is doing some strange things right now, but we're going to work on it. We're working on it. So we're getting it done right now. So.
Well, before you get into your piece, I want to give you space not to just share what you have going on Epiphany, but I know that you are, so we appreciate you coming to support the show tonight, because I know you are wearing, like, you're doing a million things this week preparing for this upcoming weekend, so why don't you share with everybody what's going on?
Oh, this weekend. Well, December 4th, 2021, we are doing the 9th annual Naughty or Nice for Irving Wheeler Theater. It's 2 years in the making. 2 years we've had to push it off, and this is the year to actually get it done. It's going to happen. Poetry, performance, and good vibes all around. We are rocking out with Team Naughty and Team Ice, co-hosted by the very famous Jay Simone and my local favorite, but dope, Brooklyn Shay. We are rocking out with the Urban Girl Theater team, Young David, Indigo Solidarity, Divine Truth, I Am Self, and Hip Hop from Ozzy, what's more, the Zoo Bosses, music by Sabrina Boss, who's doing her album release party there, and, of course, 100 Poetry Collective.
Of course.
Featuring Chase Sankofa, Butterfly, the Pleasure Principal, known as Tavares, and Ascari Moore. And, of course, you and yourself coming through here and cultivating and curating this whole thing. Safe environment, mask mandated, but beautiful video, audio, and visual, all fly, all poetry, all the time.
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you have a show coming up tomorrow night?
Yes, I do have a show coming up. I have Five Speak Black Speak Open Mics, well, that new style of speak. Guest teachers for the evening is Inertia Justice and Onyx H2O.
Well, okay, awesome.
We're in Texas, rocking out. So we're letting Texas take us to the tilt, make sure that we're rocking it out. It's going to be really great. So they have some stuff planned. Who knows how it works out?
As always, you are busy, busy, busy. So, again, we appreciate you coming through to support the show.
Thank you.
And do you have something for us this evening?
Sure. A little something for you. I'll do it and get out to you.
Okay.
Make sure it works out. Okay.
The mic is yours whenever you're ready.
As long as you can hear us. I don't want it to be too loud.
Mm, it's a little loud on my end, but it could just be me. What about you, Zah?
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's good. Well, pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little loud. Yeah, a little loud.
Okay. You got it. It's right here.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Good.
You make me remember the essence of you, how it travels the plane of my senses in any sense. It is how you paint emotions, graffiti's on the wall of my mind, neon and orange sunray, while John Coltrane plays the love supreme. Sweet like orange cream sickles, the cool kissing tongue that tastes like first love. The excitement and anticipation while missing you. Looking at your pictures and videos, hoping the time slows the next time I am with you. And in that time and place, I will give you your face as many times as it can endure. I conjure pure joy and desire, pure passion to match the fire inside of me. I just need your effort in leaning close enough so that my eyes can drink you deep. All kisses I keep as tribute from you. A soul dowry. Arranged like marriage as we join, joint magic, let it not sever your hold, a promise to me to touch me wholly while letting your ecstasy feel with fervent fervor, zest and zeal. Your consent will seal the deal, granting you love with all appeal. I will enjoy your warmth, feel skin, flesh wet with anticipation that pales with no competition to how your soul seats next to yours compete. Complete. Hearts in the way that you move inside the vitamin. Finds her space and cuddles comfortably. Pays mortgage in my head, fixed annuity. The loving, gorgeous. No end in sight to see. Let your rhythm take over me. I won't cop, please. The quicker the better. Proceed with haste and speed. You all I need. A dream. A kiss. A moment, a lifetime, come true. Home.
Oh, well, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
In true high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Came in here dripping all over the mic.
This is why your pieces are called spoon-worthy, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Thank you so much, Hal. We appreciate you. Do you want, I know you've got a million things going on over there. Do you want your mic to remain open or do you want us to close it?
No, you can close my mic.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through to share. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You know what? Bye. One love, one mic.
Hey.
Uh-huh. I can't. All right, so I have tried so hard to get all these numbers down, but I don't know this next one, so we will open the mic and see what we have. 615, you're on the mic. What do we have?
Rain, essentially Johnny's. This is
it's been a minute.
Hey,
that's why I don't have you on my list. It's just been a minute, so I got you locked now. I got you.
Yes.
How are you, sir? I got you.
I'm glad you do. I'm doing quite well, regardless of situations and stuff like that. But, you know, I've got an opportunity tonight to be on Raw with Rain with essentially Johnny's. Yes.
Happy to have you.
I'm teasing. So
excellent.
Indeed. I tease every time I get a chance to talk to her, so I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be excited. Well, we are happy to have you tonight, love.
So, ladies, how have you been?
Good. Busy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very busy, yeah. But
just busy.
Glad to have you.
Understandable.
And how have you been?
You know, I've been going through, but, you know, I go through. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. That's what I do.
As long as they come out the other side, right?
There it is.
That's what it is. So I know you brought us something magical this evening.
I hope it is.
I suppose it probably has something to do with music. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back and let you have your way with the mic, sir.
Okay. Well, I thank you both. I was inspired by Luther Vandross' Make Me a Believer, and he had a line. And the line was called, It's All in the Mind. That's the title.
I like that. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Let me freak your mind frequently with what you feel inside. Feel me. Nourish me with words. Feel my flow as we make sweet love instrumental. The notes scribbled in your melodies compelled me to ecstasy where I levitate vertically on purpose, fervently as we worship God, consummating thoughts as we combine our intertwining souls, becoming one in this merger of higher learning and electrical circuitry, girl, I feel. Outside the commercial field, we work to be immersed in here without surgery, naturally, emphatically, in untapped happiness as you grasp how you captured me way past romantic things that can't describe your fantastic vibe. I'm attracted and attached to your mind, your mental capacity, and the facts reveal actually we managed to impact the marriage of one. Let no man put asunder. I want you. Baby, I want you. I desire you now. You are constantly on my frontal lobe, medulla oblongata, cerebellum, you're on my mind. It's evidence to the point of everything to where I crave you sexually as I learn to swim in your wet dreams. I'm telling you, it's all in the mind. Now, would you let me freak your mind frequently with what you feel inside. Feel me. Nourish me with words. Feel my flow as we make sweet love instrumental. C-34 music in stereo. Here we go. Mm-hmm. In peace.
That's the nourishment for me.
Right. Oh, man.
Nice.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes, and you did that. You know, I love me some Luther now, so. You've been a busy man over there, too, so we've seen you. I've been seeing you do your thing. But I'm so glad
you
were able to come through and chill with us tonight and know that you have been entered to win.
Well, thank you very much. And La Perla Negra, I'm glad your mic is open. You thought I wouldn't catch you. And I'll save my growl for later on Wednesday, man, if I get a chance.
Yeah,
there we go.
Wednesday night, yes.
Troublemaker. Troublemaker.
Yeah.
I think
I'll get a letter. All right, love. Well, thank you so much. C-Dub, did you want us to leave your mic open or did you want us to close it?
Baby girl, I'm at the job. You don't want to hear people yelling and screaming and all that. And I mean, you don't want that. I got Alicia from Friday over here. You don't want that.
You know what? All right. Well, one love, one mic.
One love, one so mic much. To all of you.
Thanks for coming through.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
All right, love. Thank you so much, C-Dub. Hope you can make it next week. We'll be back on next week. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. All right. Next up on the mic, it's the sultry voice.
Voice.
Unmuted.
Do you hear the echo?
I do.
I have to mute me.
In order to kill that echo.
Okay.
Let's try it. All right. Let's unmute Pearly. Let me open Miss VIP.
Miss VIP.
Hello.
Nope, it's Miss VIP.
It is.
Oh, wow. Well, hello, ladies. How are you?
Doing amazing.
Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing.
So, listen, Ms. VIP, I'm going to let Yanis talk to you because I'm not hearing an echo from her.
You don't hear an echo from her? I hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still hear it.
All right. Well, I'll say minimal. Miss VIP, good
minimal.
Evening.
Good evening.
Hope you're well.
Hey.
Should I try to mute mine?
I'm not sure.
No, it was Miss VIP's when I muted her and opened it again.
Okay.
So, Miss VIP, we'll let you share your piece and share what you have going on. I'm sorry about it. There's a horrible echo.
No problem. Which would you like first?
Share what you have going on this week.
Well, on Wednesday night, I'm with my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, in the Love Zone. And as she stated before, there's not a topic as of yet, but y'all come through at 9 p.m. And on every other Friday, I am doing Express Your Vibe. And it's an open mic where you just come in as yourself and, hey, express yourself in poetry. And that's it.
All right. All right. What did you bring
well,
up
I
here
do
tonight?
Have to
say.
Well, I do have to say.
It's good to hear you, VIP.
It's good to hear you, VIP.
Well, you too. And my girl, Baby Diva.
Yeah. Always good to hear you.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to recite this piece, and it was from the Soul Food Cafe that I don't think that we all didn't get to do, the Rescue Me From Love, that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rescue Me From Love. It did me wrong in the past, but let me tell you a story. I met someone, and I believed the Lord finally heard me. All the stars and planets aligned for me. A miracle occurred. And I realized I couldn't give him up unless forced to. Yet I loved him. He was able to do what no one could. He provided a safe haven for me. I surrendered fully to his voice. And let go so easily, I was stunned. I silently shouted to the heavens, he's here. Thank you, Jesus. He's all I thought he'd be. We converse about anything. How life is unfair due to our melanin, the state the world is in. The best part is how we're friends, how much we like each other. A happy woman was I, and I truly felt if I lost him, my soul would cry. Now I'm in limbo, wondering which way to go. Uncertainty hit me. Many miles separate us, but it doesn't change my feelings of want and need for him. I seemed to do all the communicating, and then he stepped away from me mentally. I'm sad at heart. Now I plead, somebody please rescue me from love. It did me wrong once again. And that's that piece.
Man, I love when you tell stories. I'm glad we got to hear that. Mm-hmm. I remember that challenge or that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I love the VIP.
Well.
Thank you. I'm just going to have to back channel you my comments.
All righty.
I don't like my voice. And I keep hearing
you entered into the drawing.
All
do you
right.
want your mic to stay open? Or should
No, because evidently the echo might be coming from me, so I'll just listen.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you,
sounds
ladies.
Like
one love.
Thank you.
One
love.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was beautiful. Now I can talk. That whole back listening to myself. If I can never hear myself, that would be okay. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. We have the Epiphany station manager coming up next. Good evening, Poetic. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, Poetic.
Hey, Essentially.
I'm good.
I feel like y'all been on vacation, man. Welcome back.
It's been a minute.
I feel like we have been, too. Maybe because we were, kind of.
A little bit.
That's all right. That's all right.
A little bit. But, you know, I'm going to give y'all a vacation a little bit.
Appreciate it.
I mean, I know that it's, you know, football season, so it's kind of hard. Kind of hard for Monday night football.
Yeah.
Even though, speaking of football,
yeah.
My boy,
I can hear that pause
yesterday.
So what now?
And there was a long pause. I said, but my boy showed out yesterday, kind of showed out, maybe a little bit, maybe not, but Lamar did.
Y'all were playing the Cleveland Browns.
I know, but it was.
Y'all should have beat them. Y'all shouldn't have started as much as
I knew he was going to get started.
You know what? I already have a feeling anyway, because he's from Baltimore. He's not even a fan, so his opinion don't even count. His opinion don't even count.
Oh, it definitely count, because I keep track of y'all's team too, because I got so many friends. Family.
Right.
So I got to make sure that I'm ready for all y'all coming.
You're
back.
Probably the first one
every
to call
last
them to your mess with them.
Terrible. Yep.
Oh, man.
Well, Mr. Poetic Station Manager,
you're actually
right on time, because we're right about at the top of the hour. So this is the perfect time for the rundown for all the week.
I mean, before I do the rundown, let me tell you what I got going on Epiphany Radio, since y'all can't seem to forget. Okay, so.
What do you mean? I haven't forgotten anybody tonight. And aren't you part of the rundown? Tell us what you got going on.
Thank you. You know what? I'm so glad you remembered. I'd be happy to. Every other Monday, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe with author Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas, the CEO himself, Essentially Jeanice, running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then on Thursday nights, listen, y'all, it's the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday nights, every other Saturday, which happens to be this Saturday, my Saturday, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. And then on Sundays, it's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Make sure y'all tune in. That's what I have going on. Now, Epiphany Radio, man, y'all listen, Epiphany Radio got it going on. Join us tomorrow night with Mojave, you just heard him, for Fly Speak. Wednesday night, you just heard the Sexy Divas of Epiphany for the Love Zone. And I've already told you about the Get Down. Friday night, y'all, it's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, again, it's going to be Poetic. You heard Poetic. Let's talk about it. Where would you date night different? The topic will be forthcoming. It's going to be controversial. Sunday night, the Inspiration Fest with Paul Sampson. And, yes, you heard it right. Back-to-back Mondays with Raw with Rain, hosted by Rain and Essentially Zanice. Oh, I'm so excited about that. Back to back. Woo. Back to you, ladies.
It's the only one to do. Taking vacation and stuff.
It's the only one that can present it that way, I swear.
You know he's going to come in here acting up because that's what he does. But anyway, sir, you have? What did you pen real quick, like, just before the show that you was back? Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I know you got something new and fresh off the page.
I do, and it's definitely out of my comfort zone. It's a piece called Dove.
Okay. Oh, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The bird's eye saw all it needed. To come be fed from my hands, believe it. From whence came the approval of flight, with a wingspan in broad daylight, able to spot prey from miles away. Yet it chose to rest in my palm, only if I remained calm, so calm that it felt no fear, to be able to nest its inches away from my fingertips, only to hear the sounds of crackers crunching from its pecking, and eating under the shade of the tree while I'm seated on the bench free, free as this bird, free as this bird. The air rustling the bird's feathers, the breeze blowing gently in this soothing weather, the bird knows no angst, just the elements of nature going against what all logic says about this bird. And birds of prey, but this bird has so much to say. This bird lives in present day, knowing it will have shelter in a land where resources are scarce and an ecological system falters. This bird is no hawk, no falcon, no raven, no voucher, no owl. This bird can't talk. This bird is a symbol of purity and peace, elegantly graceful and beautifully dirty when covered in grease or the mud from the earth. One thing's for certain, this bird knows its worth, which is why it is not afraid to die. I am Dove. In peace.
Wow. I have questions. You know, I want you to send that to me, of course.
Absolutely.
Can you share a little bit about the inspiration for that?
Ironically,
yes, I would like to hear that.
Ironically, the inspiration, I was watching TV, the game, and a commercial came on, and there was this black lady sitting on the bench, and the birds were eating out of her hands, and she looked at the next bench, and there was a younger black girl just sitting there just watching. And then I just thought, that bird is not communicating, is not saying anything. It is literally free and not afraid, which is what we are supposed to be.
Wow. Indeed.
That visual, I love that. I think I've seen that commercial.
Yeah.
I love what you saw. Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was, that was beautiful. And that is different for you. That is absolutely different from what I'm used to hearing from you. Look at you, Sasha Gilpin, Mr. Station Manager. Look at you.
I mean, there's so much all around. Sometimes you just have to get it and just go with it when it hits you.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much. Would you like to leave? Well, actually, I'm closing all the mics because we are getting ready to go into our In the Spotlight. So thank you so much. One love, one mic, and I'll bring you back in afterwards if you'd like for me to. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play quick station identification, and then we are going to put you in the spotlight, my sister. So I want to get you a take a sip over there and play the drum.
Seriously.
Hey, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do.
They know who we be.
That was a really, really quick one. So give me 1 second. I'm going to do another one. If it wants to play. Okay, there we go.
This is For Real McCoy Douglas, and you're at Epiphany's Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio.
Welcome back to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. I am your host, Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm, and my co-host is essentially Janice. If you are listening in online, you can call in at 319-527-6300 and press 1 to get in queue. Immediately following our In the Spotlight, we will have open mic open again. So bear with us right now. I am putting my soft-spoken, beautiful co-host in the spotlight where she does not like to be, but she doesn't have a choice. She doesn't get a choice because I am Rain, Raw with Rain, and this is In the Spotlight, and she does what I say because she likes
I should have known better.
For those of you that are just tuning in or may have came in late, this part of the show, we highlight our creative poets, creatives that have things going on outside of poetry, not necessarily books or CDs that are coming out, but those that have other interests that they pursue, other businesses that they have, other services that they offer. We just want to put those things in the spotlight because a lot of times we don't promote ourselves. So without further ado, actually real quick, let me give a shout out to Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? If you've never worn, seen, or whatever, any of Raw Links, Link bracelets, they do bracelets, they do earrings, they do necklaces. I highly encourage you to go look up on Facebook. I believe they're also on IG. Go look them up. They are gorgeous, and I love mine. I have nails, long nails, and they're gorgeous, but one of the attributes of them is they clasp with a very heavy magnet. It's a beautiful magnet, but it's heavy. And so I don't ever have to worry about trying to get the clasp to go through the hole or any of that with one hand. It's just easy, easy peasy, get it on and it stays on. And I love that.
All right. I'll make sure I post the link to you in the event page. Yeah.
Please do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of beads, I know that beaded jewelry is not necessarily your thing, but there is one piece of jewelry that you do that I did not know about until you gifted me. And I just want to tap into that just a little bit, because when I tell you, my sister, I was in Baltimore a few weeks ago, and she gifted me the most gorgeous set of waist beads. And they matched my nails at the time. They were just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they are beautiful on. And I'm excited because it's my first set of waist beads. Yeah. And I've seen some other ones that you've done. So, and I didn't know that this is what you did or for how long you've been doing it. Mm-hmm. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that journey and how you got into doing waist beads?
Definitely. Waist beads is me making those has been fairly recent for maybe the past 2 to 3 years. But to be honest, beading is something that I've done, oh, man, I believe I may have been like 19, 20 years old when I used to work at the Maryland Science Center. And one of the things that I loved about working in the store there is that we always had gemstones. And I'm drawn to broken things. I know that's, I've read somewhere that it's a reason behind that, but I'm drawn to broken things. So I used to bring broken pieces of jewelry. If you have one missing earring, I'll bring that one earring. And I had a container with all of these broken pieces of jewelry. And then I would use those as the pendant for a necklace. And I used to only work with glass beads. So those are like the really tiny seed beads, 1 millimeter, you know.
Right,
tiny.
Yeah,
so I used to have clients that would like walk through the store. The store is situated right beside the IMAX theater. So they would come through the store to go to the theater, and they would come back out through the store maybe 45 minutes later, and I would have people stop and look at what I was doing and make requests. So I was making like on-the-spot necklaces while they were in the movie, and then they would come back out and it would be ready for them. We used to have gemstones in the science store, like amber, because that was when Jurassic Park, I think, first came out. So we would have pieces of amber, amethyst, moonstone. And I actually still have, yes, and I've loved it since then. I bought a moonstone ring from the science store back when I was 19, and I still have it. I still wear it. But, yeah, that introduction to gemstones and beading happened from working at the Maryland Science Center. But currently what I do with the waist beads, it usually starts with a conversation where I'll ask a person, how do you want to feel? And I'll have people to say, you know, I'm trying to build confidence. I want to feel more calm. And then I'll look up gemstones based on what they say they want to feel. And that's how the colors are usually chosen when I make them. So they're all custom. I don't have pre-made waist beads, but we talk a little bit, and I kind of build it based on our conversations. That's what I love about it. It feels like a collaboration.
I love that. And you know me well enough to know exactly what to do for me. So we didn't even have to have that conversation because you just surprised me. And it was so – when I tell you, I'm going to have to find it I have it in a box downstairs, and I haven't completely unpacked. Don't judge me. So I'm going to have to find that.
I'm like that, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. When I tell you, it's gorgeous. But I know that this is not – I know you have a gazillion things going on like me, so this isn't necessarily something that you're actively doing, but if someone was to reach out to you –
I love to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely reach out to me. Let me know. Actually, you know what, I'm going to post my Instagram page, too, because I have a lot of the ones that I've done in the past on that page, so you can either send me a message on Instagram or, like, reach out to me from the event page, and I will look into what we can do. We can collaborate and create.
Awesome. I love that. I told you to be ready. Be ready. So
I'm over here shaking my head right now. Just jump right in, huh?
We're going to jump from waist beads to what you're giving away today. How about that?
Okay.
So this is something, this is something I can speak to a little bit. So I just want to kind of So a lot of, you know, most of us do stuff that we're not the first one to do it, right? There's a million people, kind of like with waste beads. I know a lot of people that make waste beads, but it's how do you make it and what do you put into it, right? What care do you take? Like you said, it's a conversation. It's just not something you make in advance. And, oh, it's pretty. You know, so the next thing that I want to highlight that you do, which is what you're giving away, is there are a lot of people, or should I just let you, and then I'll say what I want to say. Should I let you tell? I'm going to let you go ahead and announce what it is that you're giving away, and then I'm going to make, and then I'll let you elaborate. But I want to make a comment about it before you go into detail.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just stop me when you want to, because I usually struggle with, like, naming things. You know what I mean? So I don't, what I call it is, in fact, I make visual poems. That's what I call it. Yeah, so basically what I'm doing is the same way we do now. When I'm listening to a piece and there's certain things that stand out to me, when I told La Perla Negra, I saw color at a certain point in your poem. So for something like that, when I do a visual poem, I'm responding to your piece. And the focus is on the words and how I see your work. So sometimes, like, certain words are emphasized, sometimes there's color. Sometimes I use, like, motion, but not often. It's because the way my creative headspace usually focuses on the words, and it's usually script writing. I think I shared that before. That's how I see poetry, because it's elegant and it moves. But when I make a visual poem, it's pretty much my response to your piece. So that's what I would like to give away in our drawing is send me an audio clip that's 4 minutes or less. And if you like, I will make a visual poem for you. And I have some things that I've posted in the past. I can post one of my favorites on an event page as well, so you can get an idea if you haven't seen them already. But I absolutely love making those. Like, I immerse myself in your piece. So if anything, thank you. Choose to share it.
And when you all go to her IG page, it's the same IG page as your Wake Beats, right? Everything's on one IG?
Yeah.
So when you go to her IG page, you're going to see the ones that she did, the one that she did for me and ones that she's done for herself and for other people in her waste beads. But what I wanted to speak on is that, you know, I know a few people that do poems or visual poems, if you will, or they, to me, what it is you're bringing a poem to life, right? Because we can do spoken word. We do our spoken word and it might be awesome by itself. But then, you know, you add some, like, if you're at an open mic and you add somebody with the live band behind you, it brings it to life a little bit. And to me, what you do is you took one of my pieces, and I've had a couple of people do mine. I've had you, and I've also had David Mott, Mr. Metaphoria, and you both did amazing jobs in a different way. Like,
that's the beauty of creativity.
Totally. Exactly. Different elements. So it's all in what you're looking for to get done. And for me, what I loved both of them. Like, I got emotional over both of them. So it's just how it's brought to life and what someone is looking for and how they do it. And I just, like, for me, you added the French in there with the words and the glasses. The clinking of the glasses where we're at dinner, and it was just really beautifully and perfectly. I like simplicity. So for me, I really loved the simplicity of how you brought that particular piece to life. And so, and every piece might require something different, but that's what I love. And like I said, a lot of people do videos, but I think everyone brings something different to it, and I love how you do it, and I love how you see color. I love that aspect. I love how you see color. So that's why I'm super excited for whoever may win that 4 minute or less visual poem from you, because when I tell you this woman's going to bring your poetry to life, she's going to bring it to life, and it's beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I get all excited. I'm all, like, I'm full over here.
God, about the glasses clinking. Yeah, that was kind of cool. That's what I heard when I heard your piece. Yeah, that was cool.
It was amazing. I was just saying two poets meeting for dinner, and that's mm-hmm. So it was just beautiful. And with the noise of the restaurant in the background, it was perfect. So I know I told you I'm put you. Told you to be ready. I'm gonna let mm-hmm. you determine mm-hmm. if we're talking mm-hmm. about the surprise
the thing
coming or the advocacy. That's a thing.
Oh,
what
yeah.
would you like to discuss next?
I think I'm going to stick to what's coming next, because it ties into one of the advocacy interests that I have. So,
okay.
So what's coming next, or what's coming very, very soon, is my first, about a drum roll, my first single outside of the poetry community, being shared outside of the community, is in the process of being released. All platforms, wherever you buy music, you will be able to hear me. What I'm going to do, when I have all of the links and everything for sure, I'm going to just update my cover photo with that information. But what's interesting about it is this piece, the piece that I wrote and that I had recorded, was not what I intended to share outside of the poetry community. I didn't necessarily think of that as being the first piece that I would share. But it mm-hmm. makes sense. Because the purpose behind my poetry was always to reach out to individuals who needed poetry. My very first piece, I was 16 when I wrote it, was about surviving trauma. The very first person who I shared poetry with, and we talked about it, and we kind of like, it was therapy for us, was a trauma survivor. So this piece, it felt really heavy, but it needed to come out. And that ended up being what the first thing that came to mind when I stepped into the sound booth and recorded this piece. So the title of it is Undeserving. And it could be as soon as tonight at midnight. I'm not 100% sure. I'll double check. But released, single, download. Click play, whatever. I'll be sharing it very, very soon.
I am so proud of you.
One of the page and cover photo. I am so excited. I'm nervous, but it's so exciting because I was supposed to do this. This is what I'm supposed to be doing to reach people. Before COVID hit, I was actually in the process of applying to work at one of the facilities that's not far from me. It's called Turnaround. And basically, they work with assault survivors. And I was going to be working in a call center, but it was like training involved. But I wanted to work closely with these women because I understand them, you know. So one of the things that I think about a lot when it comes to the poetry community is when we choose to be someone else's voice, we have to be really careful what voice we choose, because if you talk to a trauma survivor, sometimes what's being talked about is the after effects. This is what depression feels like. This is what anxiety feels like and looks like. This is what hypervigilance looks and feels like. They don't necessarily have a blow-by-blow. This is the actual experience and what happened. So as creators, we have to be careful how we share, because that share can end up triggering the person who you want to be the voice for. So this piece, that's one of the reasons why I love it, because it touches on the unexpected effects and how you question yourself and how you doubt. So I'm excited to have it heard.
You know, there's a part of me that is so wish you could share it right now, but I have a question for you. I'm about to throw a curve.
Yes.
I'm about to throw a curveball at you. I know you can't share that piece, but I think there are a couple of people on the line that may have not ever heard you spit, and I would love if you had a piece ready that you could share, just so people can hear what it is that you do with words. Because you know I'm a mega fan, so.
Let me see. Look, I got to flip through one of my multiple devices that's sitting up here. I don't know what you want me to do. How about, you know what? How about, nope, I don't want to do that one. I threw that at you.
You know what? As soon as I said it.
Can you get out of my head, please? Oh, how about I do the piece, that the first piece that you heard?
Okay, yeah, because that's when I fell in love with your poetry. So let's go. And
okay.
I love me some Baltimore and art. So let's go.
I was drawn to the colors at the vendor's booth, but my approach was deliberate, like the way I view a single piece of artwork from a distance, letting my eyes trace its edges, recognizing the emotion that stirred in me before I moved closer. There was joy here. The artist had captured the brightness of the essence of lemon, misting the air at first slice, the coolness of poolside lounging, and the crisp, freshly scrubbed marble steps Baltimore used to have. He was a Maryland native, and he had placed his take on street art at the center of all of his pieces. It was an abstract of the word love, saturated with primary colors. I watched how he spoke to those browsing potential patrons where incidental friends, there was this genuine connection that invited me to move, like how I end up close enough to a painting that blur, but its center reveals something new. That's when I saw her. I always feel color first. It was the warmth of orange inviting me to move closer, thick charcoal lines curving to form a silhouette, shadows gathering in the soft folds of flowing fabric, outlining fuller than expected hips. She was soft and elegant. She had both arms raised because her hands were in her hair like she was adjusting straight pin to prevent her upset locks from cascading down her back. I was transfixed with the vibrancy and rich details of all of the other pieces, but she made me pause along the edges of it all, and I thought, oh, that's me. Beautiful in her simplicity, we shift to the center of what you see. She reminds me to trace my own curves with joyous fingertips, with open palms gliding, and with love, always with love. Essentially, Johnny.
Sis, can I tell you that just now I am covered in goosebumps, number one. And number two, I have tears in my eyes. And that's the first time that piece has done that to me. Man, you know it's poetry when it can move you in different ways. Man, that's why I love what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
And you're right. You said something very profound. You are supposed to be doing this. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And you're heard. People hear you. No, you don't have to scream across the room in your soft-spokenness and your delivery of what and how it is that you do what you do. You're going to make a tremendous difference, a change in this world. There and beyond a difference. You're going to make waves. And I am so excited to be front row, up front, with my pom-poms ready to see what it is that you do. I'm so excited. Thank you for letting me put you on the spot to do that.
It is your turn.
Mine is quick. It's not a whole lot.
But you know,
really,
you know what I don't know, though? You know how we had the opportunity to ask Larry, like, the origin, where did Rawlings come from? I wanted to know, where did Pulse Design come from?
So Pulse Designs was birthed in the middle of the pandemic. Actually, it was in the very beginning. I, no matter what I've dealt with in my life, I've never really dealt with anxiety before, right? I've dealt with a lot of things in life, just never experienced anxiety. And when the pandemic started and there was the big shortage of the masks and they were unfolding all these things of what needed to be done, we had to wear them, we didn't have to wear them, we had to wear gloves, we didn't have to wear gloves, we had to, all these different things. There were so many unanswered questions. And I was, I remember my coach at the time, I was still in a program, he had said we needed to go to this meeting. And the federal mandate at the time was you could be in the same room as long as it was 10 people or less. And I got this, we didn't have masks at the time. It wasn't a thing. We just, it was a limited amount of people. And I remember getting this tightness in my chest. Mm. And for the first time in my life, I felt anxiety. And it altered me. So being who I am, I kind of went into fix-it mode, I guess. Yeah. And so I felt like if I was dealing with that, then there's a good chance my family could be dealing with that, my friends could be dealing with it. So I bought a sewing machine, and I taught myself how to sew. And I started simply, I sewed a skirt, I think, in middle school. So I had sewn before.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't know. I hadn't, right. So I bought one and got to work and just started making them for my friends and family and was gifting them to them. And then it turned into a business because, like, the way that I made them, it wasn't, like, behind the ears. It was actually behind the head, and it had a toggle.
Okay.
And so everyone seemed to love that style. So it
took
off.
I need to see that. I don't think I've seen that. I need to see that.
Yeah, I still have a few around here that I don't really use anymore. I've moved over now that masks are available,
mm-hmm.
just because I have not set my sewing machine back up. But then it went in from being, I had a friend that was in the service industry, so she was a waitress, and they were still working at the time, but they had to wear. So she has like 50 of my masks, I swear. And then she's a Prince fan, so I had customized one with the Prince symbol on it for her. So then it went from just making masks to making custom masks. So then I was doing them for like sports teams. And then the last big order I had was for 640 handmade masks.
Wow.
Just before I moved to New Mexico. It was extremely lucrative, but OMG. So that's where it started.
That's one order.
Yes, that was one order.
Wow.
And it was all custom. But towards that, the end of that time before I moved, I had started to get into sublimation. So I had got into doing the research, how to do the socks and the underwear and the different things that they had. But since then, my supplier has expanded. So now there's like beanie caps and there's thongs and there's regular panties and now they're getting into leggings and T-shirts. And so that's where the sublimation started just before I moved. And when I tell you it's been a struggle to get everything, like there's so much I'm doing and need to do and get set up over here that it's just there's not enough hours in a day.
You know what, with that short period of time, I wouldn't have thought that you just started last year. Like, the quality that I'm seeing and the comments the feedback that I'm getting, they're like, okay, this person is a professional. I need to be introduced to her. Like, seriously.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. I kind of throw myself into anything that I do, you know. I just kind of like, I'm a Capricorn, so we tend to have all of our ducks in a row before we move. And I have not done that, and it gives me uneasiness sometimes.
So what type of products are you able to customize?
So one of the favorite things that I've done that I'm going to share, just because it's the holidays, one of my favorite things, I did it for my grandfather before he passed, and I did it for my mom, and I plan to do one more this year for another family member, and it's gotten everyone that gets them, it's super emotional, and it's this big, gigantic blanket that's got 20 panels in it, so it's got 20 frames in it, and I'm able to take pictures and put them like sublimate, which means basically dye the fabric with pictures. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you have these, like my grandfather, he was alone. I was like, now you can be wrapped in the love of all your, I put my grandmother on there. And so it just seems to be that type of gift that our family members love to get. I can do pillows the same way. I have 9 panel and 18 panel of those. Of course, I do T-shirts. I can do sublimation, and I can do vinyl. I can do underwear, undergarments, socks. I have knee-high regular athletic socks. I have, I don't know who wears them, but maybe somebody does, ankle dress socks for men and regular dress socks for men. No-show socks and ankle socks. Okay. And some of them have cotton foot. But, yeah, so there's a lot of different types of socks. That I do beanie caps. I can do knit beanies with partial customization, and then I can do full beanies. They're white, and then I can put a design on them. So there are a lot of different headbands, arm sleeves, leg sleeves for those that are in sports, face coverings, which aren't really like face. They're not masks like I hand make, but they cover your face. They kind of fulfill the mandates that are out here now. They're a couple of different layers, and I can put – I just did one for D.L. Davis. He went to Prince's thing in Minneapolis, and he had me do a couple Prince ones for him. So I was able to sublimate Prince onto his mask. And so, yeah, just those types of things as well.
Yeah, I will absolutely be reaching out. I have at least 3 ideas for designs that I need customized. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. He's still working on the one. There is something that I have coming, though.
What is coming? Please share.
I don't know. I don't have a solidified date as to when it will be available, when I'll be doing, because it's in the very beginning. Oh, what is that?
Romo.
Okay. Oh, is that what that was? It sounded like you were like... It sounded like you were getting something out of the bottom of a cup. Don't mind us, y'all.
This is that kind of stuff. You can't act like that.
I am going to be basically, and I'm trying to decide if I just keep Pulse Designs for this side of the business as well, but I'm basically going to be your next things remembered. So I'll be doing laser engraving on pretty much all, like I just got some dog tags in today. Like I have wood, different things. I have not set the machine up yet. It's going to be a slow, you know, I want to make sure that everything that I, again, ducks in a row. But I am celebrating a holiday this weekend with family. But when I come back, I will be getting that set up. There's some other components I have to wait on. Being that I live in an apartment, I have to be able to vent out. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm excited. I'm really excited about adding that because I think that, you know, again, back to what we were saying, everybody does T-shirts. You know, it's like everybody mm-hmm. knows somebody that does T-shirts, right?
Right.
So I love doing T-shirts. I love doing sweatshirts. I love doing what I love being creative with it. But if that's why, you know, adding the sublimation and doing the socks and all that, and it's the I guess the creativity that you put into it, right? And what do you have available? And
when we work together, what I loved is that I let you know what I wanted, and then you went beyond what I was asking for, like.
That
you know what you're
talking
about.
That was so much fun. That was so much fun. I was like, I know you said that this is what you wanted, but let me show you what I was thinking.
Yes,
you tell me what it.
That's what happened
when
we
did
step outside. Yeah, that was showing just how professional you are. Like I absolutely love that, and that was loved as well. The shirt was loved as well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I will make sure that I post the link to your show. I'm sorry, your store. Your website will absolutely be posted on the website. I'm sorry, the event link.
Thank you.
I'm all over the place right now.
It's all good. I've been all over the place since this. Y'all have to forgive me. I've been all over the place with this show since it started. But yeah, that's enough about me. Let's get back to these poets. But since I am super excited for everything that you have coming, I am elated for you. Your release. Listen, that's big. This is big. You're going to be out here doing big things. For somebody that doesn't like being in the spotlight, you are about
seriously
to be in the spotlight. And I'm so excited. Oh, I have an idea of how it happened. But, well, you know. got to keep our back channel stuff, the back channel. So next up on the mic, right? Next up on the mic. No, seriously, I'm super excited. And for those of you that want to keep up with what we have going on, by all means, please follow us on IG. It's Essentially Janice, right? Is there a period?
Mm-hmm. Essentially _ Janice.
Okay. I knew there was something there. And for me, you can find me at Pulse Designs, but Designs ends with a Z, and I be Rain, IBERAYN on IG. All right, sis. I'm excited. I got my pom-poms ready for you. And now, back to this open mic. Did you have anything else before we go back to this open mic? Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just a reminder that we have a little over 20 minutes for the live stream. So if you are listening online, please consider dialing in and pressing 1 so that you can continue to listen in, just in case we go over time. That dialing number is 319-527-6300.
You're such a natural. next up on the mic, we have Miss Lisa Lips. Good evening, Miss Lisa.
Hey, divas. What's going on?
What's happening?
Shout out
to our last Pulse, the last winner of the Pulse Designs giveaway that we had.
I saw that it's on its way. I'm waiting for my stuff.
Yeah, we're working on it. I'll let you know as soon as it's out to you.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I've been in love with the show. The show is great. I've been listening from the beginning. You guys are killing it over there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
But I know you got something. What flavor did you bring for us tonight? Are you bringing us something sexy, something conscious? I just never know with you because you got it all.
This one is a heartbreak poem, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we all know about some heartbreak. So, you know, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Heartlock. Moments from that night haunt me now. How I felt to kiss you. Lips softer than cotton candy and just as sweet. And the strength of your arms surrounding me. The firmness of your hands as they traverse my skin. Kneading my flesh like freshly made dough. Every aspect of being near you is burned into me. Imprinted on me like tattoos. The chill on your skin. The touch of your hand. how soft your beard was on my face when you held me close. The rasp of your whispered insistence telling me I have no intentions of hurting you. But it was all an illusion because you never reached me again. Stop even acknowledging me. And the anticipation of being in your presence again never came to fruition. I wish I could have recorded every moment that brought us to that night. If I had record of it all, maybe it would bear witness now of the love you claimed would be mine. The love I so wanted, now all just ghosts in the winds of time. And my head knows, but my heart refuses to see. I long for a rewind of that night and the way it could have been, when in my mind's eye became the first page of our love story and not just tear stains on my pillow. I don't understand what went wrong, or was it all just a lie I was too eager to believe? Guess those answers will never come. So I'll add another lock to the door of my heart, maybe the combination kind, but I don't want the digits. If I can't open it, I can't let pain in anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we can all.
I'm sitting here like, why didn't I think of a combination lock?
Right. Right.
Regular padlock is easy to open. I love that metaphor there. Yeah.
So many. Thank you so much, Ms. Lisa. I just never know what to expect, but I'm you always
What's
keep
ironic
fun.
About that piece? I wrote that piece when we broke up, like a year ago. But I went out today to run errands, and I saw him in the crowd. He didn't see me.
So he was like, let me,
yeah.
Okay, full circle. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That was bittersweet.
Yeah.
It was bittersweet.
Yeah. Sometimes the only way to get it out is to write it down. So.
That is true. I got a lot of writing to do. I just got to find some time to do it.
Yeah. So. But, yeah. So
thank you.
I appreciate y'all's time. I love y'all, ladies.
Absolutely, we love you too. And did you want your mic open or did you want to close? Or
you can leave.
Okay. All right, and I'm gonna open that line. All right. So next up on the mic, thank you, Miss Lisa. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Next up on the mic, essentially Janice. Sis, I don't think you've had. I don't know if you've ever heard of Just Me, the poet, but she is remarkable. Good evening, sis.
Yeah.
Mimi, your mic is open.
Hey, sis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You sound like a ball of energy.
Yeah, and I promise you, I'm so not a ball of energy. I drove 8 hours home from Virginia today, so I'm like fighting for my second wind to get through this year.
You just on that emotional high. That's what it is. Listen, I know
yeah,
about it.
You're right about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Indeed.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
And I'm so proud of you. I just really wanted to say that. Like, you are doing such big things. And, Janice, this is my first time being introduced to you, but the art that you mentioned, like bringing life to the art, it just sounds so amazing to me.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to exploring that and exploring what you have to offer as well. I love supporting poets in their other endeavors. I'm a big, big, big supporter of Pulse Design, big fan. So, I definitely look forward to checking out your art, too.
Thank you.
And I have a set of chakra gemstones sitting around here somewhere that I bought from Ms. Mimi.
I shut that shop down because, girl, me, I don't know how y'all do it, but me and shipping just don't get along. I be forgetting people's stuff. Or not sending the right amount. And I was just like, let me take a break, yeah.
This is why I have a website. I promise you, because the website says you got an order you need to fulfill. Listen, I promise you. That's why I said go to the website. Otherwise, you all rely on me. It's a wrap. So listen,
right.
There's a reason why I pay for this stuff.
So. I definitely commend y'all on that.
You know, I'm really excited because I haven't heard you spit in so long.
It's been a while. Yeah,
and
I am. I took a little break. So I took about a 3-year break to deal with my health and to get myself where I needed to be mentally and physically. So the piece I'm going to spit tonight, I hear everybody being so soft and so sensuous and so sweet. And you know me, Rain, I'm going to shake it up.
Yeah, and I'm ready for it. Listen, I'm buckled all the way up. Ready.
Do it a little different. So this piece is called A Silent Prayer from Both Sets of My Lips to God's Ears. And let me just say, no blasphemy intended. It's art. Okay? Here we go.
Indeed. The mic is yours.
Our Father, who art in heaven, dude can't make me say his name. Thy kingdom come, because chances are I won't. He lied when he said his dick would move the earth and make it feel like heaven. So at least this day, give me some decent head. I am and have always been a thinker. Not much can turn off my brain. Attempts to do so are often in vain, though there is at least one time when my mind goes as blank as the page before I sit down to write. But only, and I mean only, if the moment is right. Explosive sex. Explosive sex can have the same effect as a flash of dynamite exploding before me, especially if he sets the mood and takes the time to explore me. And I sorely miss those times where all I can do is feel, be heard, no thoughts form, no words, just incoherent groans and deep guttural moans. That's the one and only time my mind leaves home. I lose my cool when he finds my spot, but more often than not, the sex just ain't that good. You know, the kind that even before it starts, you can't wait for its ending, and you have to spend the entire time pretending. Meanwhile, he's swearing that he's putting it on me, but all I can think about is grocery shopping, getting my oil changed, and doing my laundry. And just like that, I'm over it. I just want to get this shit over with. Lord, the fraud some of these brothers perpetrate, I could have had a V8 instead. And even if there is nothing said, you can best believe I'm having a whole damn conversation in my head like, brother, you need to take a course on intercourse, because everything is wrong from your bump to your grind. I mean, could this be a bigger waste of time? I know this can't be it. Not after you talked all that shit, how you were going to hit this fat ass so right I'd be looking for you in broad daylight with a flashlight. You were going to rock my world. You were going to leave me with my legs shaking, back arched, toes curled, and calling out for God. Bruh. You had one fucking job. Said you had the skill to handle the opening I needed to have filled, but still can't seem to put in work. And still, I stay silent to keep your feelings from getting hurt. Listen to you assert how your dick was going to have me deep in love. Our first time together was going to be the stuff wet dreams were made of. But, Lord, was I dumb. Wait. Did you just tell me to make you come 30 seconds in and after 3 or 4 weak pumps and then you're all done? Damn it, now so am I. Sure, you'll leave with a smile while I'm left with my face wet with tears and my pussy bone dry, and that's just whack. brag how your dick was going to make me call you daddy when it ain't even good enough to make me call you back. But I'll consider this a lesson learned. I now know that I must discern who gets between these thighs. We'll never again rely solely on a brother's words, because he'll Shakespeare his way in, but probably won't live up to his own hype. He don't know the first thing about laying pipe. He's not at all how he made himself look. He's not a plumber in real life. He just pretends to be one on Facebook. Acting like because I'm plus size, it means I'll do anything in bed due to low self-esteem, wants me to gag and choke on it. But I refuse to get dirty for a man who doesn't even bother to lick this pussy clean. So our father, forgive me for not keeping things between us strictly platonic, as I forgive him for his lack of sexual prowess and lead my fingers into masturbation so as to deliver me an orgasm, for I am the queendom with enough batteries to power myself to glory forever and ever, or at least for tonight. Amen. And that's
hey, motherfucking men. Let us pray.
Oh,
listen.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm ready to leave. I'm so
I love you. I love you, man.
Make sure y'all catch this play back. You hear me?
My God.
Wow.
You went in.
The station manager.
He been quiet the whole time. He was like, wait a minute, let me unmute myself.
I needed to hear all this artistry, because I like pushing up the envelope between religion and erotic. I love doing that. And I was drawing it. She started.
Thank you.
And,
you killed it.
I found this piece very, very delightful. I feel bad.
Me too.
For the brothers that you had. Or should I say, didn't truly have. Because they were false prophets.
Yeah, and just remember that just remember everything that a poet writes ain't her life. Remember that.
That's right. That's right. Not,
but I promise you, it's somebody's life, because I can tell you.
Somebody's
listen,
life.
I was over here.
Somebody's life.
It was my life. Like, listen, it was my life.
It's a lot of
writing about
lives. It's
my
a
life.
Lot of it's a lot of women's lives.
I love this kind of art, to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah. Makes you laugh, make you be like, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it. I'm having a great time.
Mimi, thank you for staying up, for hanging with us.
Absolutely.
Glad I can get you in. I know you hung out for a long time, and I know I was
I
know.
Yeah, I got, back to work tomorrow after 5 days off. So after that drive, my bed is certainly calling. But I wanted to be a part of your show, and I really, really appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, and know that you are into the win. I'm excited because, especially when, everyone is going to be entered to win all three
right.
prizes. It's just that whoever wins the first one will not be entered to win
right.
the second Pulse Designs. However, you all, whoever wins Pulse Designs will have an opportunity to win with Janice. So you just can't win $100 from Pulse Designs. Listen, y'all don't agree. So, but you have supported.
I wish everybody the best of luck, and I'm sure that either prize, any prize, is wonderful, and I think you guys are amazing for even offering your services that way. I think that's a beautiful thing. So you all will have my support whether I win or not. I'll be checking out sites and placing orders and doing all the things. So y'all have a great night.
I appreciate you.
You too, Mimi. Thank you, love.
Appreciate
you, sis. I so needed that.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Damn.
I needed it.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. I can see your face right now. I swear I can.
My God. Okay. So this is next up on the mic. We have the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw. Good evening.
Oh, Shana na bosa. Shana na bosa. Yes.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We are doing amazing. How's
yes,
been doing the show?
Hey, I'm loving the show. I just want to say to Mimi, you know what I'm saying? I just made men's fellowship Bible studies, and I did not find that chapter in the Bible. But you know what I'm saying? That was so. I'm trying to gather myself, really, right now.
I bet you are. Sister, me too.
Yeah.
I am too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. She came. I needed. If I wasn't having a good night before that, she's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She made it all better.
Yes, she did. She made it all the way back home.
Mm-hmm.
8 hour drive.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what variety looks and feels like. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what? But I'm loving the thing that you're doing over here, and congratulations on both of your, you know, you ladies endeavors. And, you know, I might have to get me some waist beads, too. I'm going to get a little pudgy after Thanksgiving. You know, so I'm going to have to get some waist beads. I'm going to call you.
Wear them until they start to drop.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to order some for my brother, too, but they're going to have to go up a little bit to his bosoms because he's kind of flabby right there.
Yes. Give me all of those. Straight up to the bosom.
I can't
believe
it.
I got them.
Chest beads. We're going to need some chest beads, y'all.
Got them. Bring them on. I will wear them.
For those that have had naked conversations with my brother, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, real quick. Anybody that's real quick. Yeah. Anybody that's listening in online, if you want to call in, you have about 2 minutes to call in. 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in the queue.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Larry, what do you have going on? Before Van yells at me, what do you have going on the Epiphany Radio?
What I got? Yeah, I heard that, and I like that too. You know, Monday, not this Monday, but the following one, I will be at Broad and Cam Plus selling hot dogs $2 for $1. Baby.
Are you going uptown?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And that's that piece.
Okay, and that's that piece. All right, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Well, okay. Well, maybe you'll tell us what you got going on Epiphany after you spit your piece. What do you have for us this evening, sir?
Oh, I'm going to do something old here. I'm going to go old school.
Classic.
It's all about love.
I love old school.
It's all about love.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
The mic is yours.
Love. Everything that love said it would be. Everything. See, love said that it would be that breath breeze that brought peace to me. Love. Love said that it would complete me. Said that I would know it by its songs. That it would sing sweetly to me. Love said that it would be proof in a table set for two, yet now alone, heart impaired, one chair where I sit and stare, solemn, solitaire, yet You were once there, but it was just a dream. A simple fantasy that I love. See, love lied to me, came to me, then abandoned me. Love said that I would need sight to see. Love said that I would know it by its heartbeat. But within all that was said, no one said that it would then leave me. Like leaves that fall in the fall off trees, leaving behind what used to be. Branches splintered like misunderstanding. See, love said that it would be. It would be there for me. But you never said that it would be temporary. Love, you were everything to me. Your touch, your scent. Now I stare at a place where you've been. Vivid memories escape me. Seasonal, just wasn't meant to be. Woke up, shook up, eyes tearing up. It was just a dream. A simple fantasy that a heart that once lived plentiful. Now there's nothing but poverty. It was all just a dream. Everything that love said it would be. Then I woke up, memories. Back to sleep. Back to sleep. I want to go back to sleep where love awaits me. Where love awaits me. For real.
I love when you sing to us.
Right.
Thank you.
Your old school is new school to me.
Yeah.
Really?
He started singing, y'all.
Yeah.
He be singing.
Yeah.
Love. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do a piece. Mm-hmm. That's how you do a piece.
That's what love said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those conversations with love.
Yeah. I need to have a conversation. That's inspiring, actually. I think I need to have a conversation with love.
Mm-hmm.
I got some words to behave.
You may need an interpreter because love can spit some fables at times.
You're right about that. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Larry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss, love.
My precious.
Yes, my sweet
potato.
Author
Larry Maddox.
Yes.
CEO of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you have going on Epiphany Radio?
Well, in Epiphany Radio, what I have going on a few Mondays from now will be the Soul Cafe, 9 o'clock p.m. with myself, my brother Poetic, baby, Miss Pearly Negras, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo, and on the drum machine, ladies and gentlemen, on the event page, the one and only Essentially Shanice, where we get down with some hip-hop, R&B, some jazz, some neo-soul music flavor with some open mic, y'all. Bring what you like. And then halftime, we get creative, where we pick up our pen and we coin some phrases. We use some phrases to coin some pieces right there on the spot. It's a fun little thing that we do. We got some shenanigans going on in the background and everything like that, some backstabbing and some name calling. And that's the second half of the Soul Cafe. Y'all don't want to miss out on that because we talk about people to their face. And that's Monday night at the Soul Cafe. Baby. Did I leave something out, Miss Curly?
All right.
Not that I can recall. You got it.
Okay. Cool. And that's that piece.
And all the other nights of the night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I caught that.
We so appreciate you. Would you like for us to leave your mic open, or would you like it closed?
Let me see. Is Van's mic open?
Yes,
it is.
All right, well, I want mine open too then. I want mine open too
well,
then.
Oh, okay then. Well, let me bring in. I'm a little confused because this next caller is showing up twice. So let's just bring them in. Mr. Just J, how you doing this evening? Maybe? Okay, maybe this isn't the one. Okay, because his number is showing up twice. So I don't know, maybe that's the... So I'll bring in the next caller. We have Rain, and then we have a storm. Dina!
Okay. Happy Monday,
Dina
y'all.
Storm. Happy Monday, sis. What's going
hello,
on?
Hello, hello.
I was saying hello on mute as usual.
Good to hear you.
What?
I was
hello,
saying hello on mute.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
That's what I do. Yeah, so.
The phone always appreciates the love.
Right, everybody will be confused. What happened? Just Dina Storm being Dina Storm.
Sis, I want to thank you for always making your way over here, you know, running from your show to ours. I so appreciate you. We appreciate your support.
I know, and we
appreciate
you.
You.
Sometimes I literally hang up from the show that I'm hosting so that I can get in queue for the show that y'all have. So I won't even take a breath in between because I don't want to miss out. It's important.
That's love.
I love the vibe. Yes, absolutely.
That.
It's just some good poetry.
Definitely.
We appreciate
that.
You.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What kind of are you dropping a freestyle on us tonight? Are you reading something? I mean, I know that's your thing. So
I don't have anything queued up to do a Q style, so I got to do a freestyle. But I heard so many things. I don't know what to do. Oh my goodness. Let me think. Oh, okay. So. I'm going to title my freestyle tonight, Just Relate.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I had to flick my beak and light the end of it while I inhaled, and I am freestyling while I exhale because I've been very stressed. And it's not like I have regrets. I mean, I'm human. I know it's part of the package, but damn. Sometimes I think I've been confused with somebody else, and this strength that I feel, everyone seems to believe that I have embodied and am empowered with isn't so to speak. It's more or less draining my soul. I was the kind of tired that sleep could not fix. Pride in my soul. My body was aching. My head was throbbing too. I felt like my hormones were going haywire, and I didn't have a pill that I could take to get that back together. So all these fractured parts of me needed some glue. Did what I usually do. I sent a text to the plug. Like, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'm good. I said, are you good, good? He's like, absolutely. He should bend on me. He said, I'll be there immediately. It was a necessity, you see. The kind of stress that I had, nothing else could take away. I couldn't sleep it away. I couldn't yoga it away. I couldn't Calgon it away. I had to, however, put it in my grinder, roll light and smoke it until I felt like I could be stronger. I could immediately feel the medicinal purpose taking over my body and my soul, and I was no longer upset, nor was I feeling broken or nervous. I wasn't grieving. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't a mess. I was, however, hungry. I went to the kitchen immediately, made some pots and pans rattle, even used my deep fryer. my air fryer like I always do because people know I'm in love with it. It's practically my boo. I cleaned up, washed the dishes, put everything away, and then I didn't even know how much time passed, but I needed to do it again. I've been eating all day. I mean, I'm not talking about snacks or munchy foods, not chips or cakes or any of that. No, no junk food. I eat groceries, like real whole meals, make omelets and toast or English muffin sandwiches that will make McDonald's feel ashamed of that crap that they're hawking every day. But the reality is this, I like good food, and I cook, I bake too. And I was doing so much of that today, I realized that I had no more stress. So I appreciate you, Mary Jane. You did what you set out to do. I'm feeling better already. And thank you all for indulging me. I'm Gina Storm. That's my piece.
I think my favorite part in your piece is when you have conversation. That part, too. That part, too. But yeah, I love when you have conversations within the piece.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty dope. That was pretty dope.
Thank you.
Do you ever record your freestyles other than on
I use my tablet to record while I actually hit the microphone. I didn't know if y'all could hear the beep, but I stopped recording when I said in peace so that I can listen to the playback of myself because I don't know what I said. I have to hear it. Y'all heard it. I didn't. I said it.
Yeah. We've talked about that before, too. I'm glad you're recording.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you were doing it before, but, yeah, that's a really good follow-up.
I had to stop doing
follow-up.
It. People were always insisting that I do. Yeah, so
and
I did.
Back line to you, like, oh, what's that?
I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah.
I said that. But, yeah, I can't be stressed out. Like, oh, no. My mother calls me Smokey. She knows. She's like, you know, I used to be ashamed of it. And then I think about it, like, she's not drunk. She's not running around the streets. She's not paying her bills. She eats every day. I don't see the downside to it. You know, she prefers gummies, but, you know, to each their own. I smoke and get my mind right.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Everything else will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's a real thing.
Regina, I just
Mike
appreciate
and
you.
I love coming here. Yeah, this is so awesome.
Would you like to clear your, would you like for us to leave your mic open?
Yeah, I can mute myself as usual.
Do us one more favor,
so
too. Do us one more favor, too. If you get a chance, go to the event page and post a link for your show that you're going to be having soon.
I'll put the flyer up.
Definitely.
No problem.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Post that for us.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, sis. Appreciate you. All right. Let's
you're welcome.
Try.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's try the second Judge Jay. See, Judge Jay, are you with us, sir?
Yeah. Did I miss y'all once before?
Well, no. Somehow you magically are appearing twice with the same telephone number in my lineup.
That show you how bad I want to be on here.
Okay, well, listen, we're excited about it. How you doing this evening?
No, y'all sound real excited about it. Like, hey, we trying to find some technicalities to go ahead and boot the ass. But no.
You know what?
I enjoyed y'all feature. I got a chance to learn a little bit about both of y'all and what y'all do. You know, your whole thing, you started talking the technical jargon, and I was like, wow, I'm about to go look up all that Rain is talking about. The sublimation and all that.
Yeah,
I've heard of that before, but I don't know what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't got
I mean, you could technically get something because you still have yet to use your prize.
Uh-oh.
With,
oh, it's
I'm just
Christmas
saying.
Coming around too, ain't it?
It is. Yes, indeed. But you were saying something to Janice. I'm just saying I can actually show you an example of what these technical terms are if you just use your prize that you won and you get to see it up.
So you're gonna tell everybody I'm lazy, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's lazy. I'm just saying you're a little slow on the draw. That's all. It's all good. Just go.
Johnny,
would
you call it lazy?
Not at all. Mm-mm. Procrastination.
Oh, see, yeah, I thought y'all was my friends. Y'all supposed to be telling me the truth.
A little bit of procrastination, that's it.
No, it's too late.
I just dressed it up a little bit. A little procrastination.
But actually,
you dressed
but
it up too, but how can you recognize that?
You were about to give my sister her flowers. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So yeah, what were you gonna say to my sister about her? About
hey,
her.
Johnny, hey, I appreciate you for getting me back on the right way. Yeah, I got it now. I can take it from here. Hey, Johnny. You know what
here.
People say? Your voice is actually your mind. Your mind is the biggest thing that's on display. When you do your poetry, when you do the animation, even when you do the still pictures, they say so much. I see those and I don't pay no attention to other people's, but when I see yours, I'm like, all right, there's something going on here. I just don't see it right now. And it'd be something so deep and profound just with the little simple pictures. You do an excellent job, young lady.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I still repost the one that you sent me with the ink blot that we worked on together. Like, that one was definitely inspiring, yeah.
You know what, that thing had me hypnotized for about 2 weeks. I watched it for about 2 weeks straight. And I said, get out of my head. It was nice.
Yeah.
The way you had everything flow together, it was like it was done together. Whoever gets your services, they're going to be getting A1.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Amen to that. All right, sir. What do you have for us this evening?
Now I got to do poetry. This is poetry.
Yes, now you have to. I mean, if you want to be entered to win again, not like you spent the first one, but I mean, if you want to be entered to win again, you're going to have to sit.
Y'all being mean to me, but that's cool. I can tell
whenever, not even a little bit. You don't even know a mean rain, I promise you. So listen, the
is
mic
there
is
a
yours
mean
when
rain?
No. The
okay,
mic is
I'm
yours whenever you
stop beating me up and give me the mic. All right. A poem is complete when steam escapes the pen and fingers come to a rest like a mighty locomotive that has run its last run. When all the juice has been wrung out until the last drop drips and the hollowness of the inkwell clangs from emptiness deep within its bowels. When every entendre has a mischievous clone and placed meticulously into its place along with its twin. When my tongue does not trip from hiccups in the cadence. When all the words, all the phrases, all the verses support each other as brothers in arms to form a tightly knit impenetrable phalanx that can withstand scrutiny from all angles. When all the movement and the passages of time have been satisfied. And last but not least, when I can trust the poem to properly represent me. And I can trust myself to properly represent it. Only until all these criteria have been achieved is the poem finished poem.
Wow.
I really like that prompt.
I love that.
I like how you approach that.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of feedback in the back, and it was kind of tripping me up, and my breath was slightly off on it.
Oh, you're good.
I didn't hear that.
All right, I didn't know how that came across.
No, you're good, and we always appreciate you coming through, love. If you don't mind, though, because of the mic, I am going to close your mic if you're okay with that.
Yes, ma'am. I just appreciated the time y'all had gave to me. Y'all have a smashingly good show.
You have an amazing evening. We appreciate you coming through and showing up doubly on our board, somehow doing magical things. And yeah, we appreciate you always being here and always supporting and always bringing it like you do.
Hey, I appreciate y'all too. Hello to my homeboys in arms, Van, Larry Maddox, Surreal,
what up, bro?
And Don Yelovich. Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Man, I'm about to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all be
what it do?
What it do?
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Brother.
One love, one mic. Listen, I'm gonna need you to hit the CEO on the back, Chad. I gotta bring it.
All right, y'all be easy now.
Thank you, thank you, Just Jay. I appreciate
love,
you, love.
Mic.
All right, one
much
love,
love
one
y'all.
Mic.
One love.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I'm so confused because he's still here. I don't know. All right. Is she ready?
I am here. Can
you
wait? Did I unmute myself? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying the show tonight. I'm really enjoying the vibe of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you? Mm-hmm. All right. So we have next up on the mic, Mr. 668. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I
can
hear you.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Were you able to locate your work over there?
No, I don't know. I think when that update happened, they did something else, because when you follow the directions, it's supposed to take you to strictly your notes, period. But it has everything else in there, including the
but
notes.
Nope.
So
you
got to,
yeah.
Like, everything's in there. It gives you, you know, it doesn't go to strictly your notes anymore. So maybe it does it on the laptop, but it's not doing it
on the mobile.
On the mobile version. So, you know, I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, like, what year I was writing the most stuff, trying to figure out.
I can tell you, it was 2017, 2011, 2017. Yeah,
couple of
2018.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Whenever I get around to it.
I mean, and you start a piece in 2015, you might finish it in 2020, you know. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And now I'm telling all your business.
No, that's cool. That's cool. That's the way I write. When the feeling moves me, you know. So, all right. So, I found something. I don't think I've ever read this before, so.
I'll bet. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm excited. Whenever you're ready to make it.
All right. Last night's undressing session, a masterclass of cosmic lessons, astral projections, and past life regressions. Too many moments to fall upon the mercy of just one. Minds intertwined like macrame, her eyes were sanctuaries, her laugh, a resting place for my soul. Someone to be silent with, and I can still feel the tickle in my nose from the effervescence in her moan, still dancing to the symphony in her throat, a fetish of tongues tied, kissing in languages we had yet to learn. She pulled me close like gravity, pushed me beyond ether, beyond where satellites dwell, where dark matter matters, where organic becomes orgasmic. Spoke Bantu like voodoo, voodoo made Bayou slave I was for the fire in her harangue, and all I wanted was to become acquainted with her scars, die in her implosion, shift me from the rubble and resurrect me, mind, body, and soul. She spread my palm and slowly ran her tongue along my lifeline, and so began the syncopated transmigration of two souls intertwined for a lifetime. We fell in love like old love letters, not a love to be seen, but a romance to be felt, a texture not to be ignored, rippled like stones skipping across glassy water, folding into one another the way smoke curls, unfurling like lotus blossoms, yoked like the ocean and the moon, anticipating the moment we stand before descendants of quasars and distant stars, Saturn declaring, with these rings, I thee wed. And that's that piece.
Yes, it was.
I've definitely never heard that one before, and I really look forward to the playback on that, because as usual,
yes,
there are a bazillion lines. Every time Six spits, I get stuck on like one or two lines, and then Houston said like five more, and then I'm like, but wait, I was still processing this one over here. Mm-hmm. And so I have to hear them or read them over and over and over again. I just appreciate you finding something to read. Hopefully you can recover the rest.
No, I can't. I just have to get on the laptop to do it. But I just happen to be sifting through and came across this one. It's called Her Spirit, formerly known as Vega.
I'll be listening to that playback quick. Did you have
anything?
I'm going
to hit that playback tonight.
I could hear you throughout the whole thing, Pearly. You was feeling it.
I was trying to be quiet.
I heard you through the whole thing. I was like, so you were definitely
this dumb. Wordplay is crazy.
That lifeline. The visuals for me. It was the visuals. There were so many visuals.
With the visuals. Lord.
You painted a whole picture. Johnny.
Yes, you did.
I'm here.
What color was that poem?
No, you know what? No, I was stuck on the lifeline part too. No, I don't have a color this time. But there is a playback. I'll see what happens. I need to immerse myself in this one a little longer.
Okay, I'm sure you'll have a color next time then. Mr. 668, thank you so much for calling and sharing with us. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
And you have been entered to win either a gift certificate from Pulse Designs or I don't think that you were able to get on earlier. So the other prize is a 4-minute or less spoken word visual poem from Janice. So she brings poetry to life, and she creates videos and brings them to you've seen one of mine, I'm sure, but that's what she does.
Yeah.
So that's one of the giveaways as well.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yep. So you've been entered to win because you spit, and we appreciate you coming through. We hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
One love on Mike.
Love on Mike.
All right. So. Sis, I'm coming back to you. Listen, I'm gonna need you to go get some ice water, I need you to go get some ice water, Pearly.
Both me and La Pearl.
But I'm about to put my sister back in the spotlight for a minute, because there's a couple things that were left off from earlier, and this is her time to shine, and I'm about to throw you right back in it.
Just so briefly,
There's one thing that you're going to share that I want you to share, but that's going to be the last thing you share. I'm going to ask you to give a small teaser to build upon, since we were just talking about what you're going to be giving away. I know that it's still in the works and you don't have all the answers, but can you give us a teaser of some of the things that we can be expecting from you as pertains to services that you'll be offering, along with your visual poems and all of that?
Just a teaser.
Yep, I put you on the spot. Just a teaser.
So it is so up in the air, but because I love collaboration, I am working with individuals who are like in the beginning stages of writing memoirs and short stories. And they're just looking for my assistance with, like, revising, editing, feedback, not for me to change any wordings, but just to work with them. And it's something that I've always done. I don't necessarily have – it's not hard set in stone at all, but it is something that I would like to do. Yeah. Was that you or me?
That's me.
Is that what you were talking about?
That's what I was talking about.
So that?
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot for that. But that.
You know what? So with the visual poem, I have had requests to kind of teach how to do those. And I will be offering, like, tutorials, just to kind of work with the person, but the vision is yours. Like, just to kind of show you how my process looks and what I use. Again, that's not really set in stone yet, but it is coming soon.
Indeed. I'm excited. I'm just saying. I want to learn. I want to be learning. So we do have one more caller, but before we get to that caller, please tell us about your fundraiser that you just posted the other day on.
So there are, like, two areas of advocacy that I am connected with. One was the trauma survivors. The other one is the autism community. And I haven't really had a chance to share much about that with this current poetry community because I share differently now than what I used to maybe 5-10 years ago. But I do set up fundraisers from time to time. And this current one is for Maryland's largest autism organization. They're called Pathfinders for Autism. This particular organization has been so helpful from day one with my family and myself. And one of the things that I've noticed about them that's very different is their approach is person-centered. It's not disability-focused. If anything, the first walk that I went to, there was a sign that actually made me, like, stopped me in my tracks, and it was talking about being inspired by a child who is differently abled. And that's so meaningful to me because when my son was first diagnosed, quote fingers diagnosed, at 1.5, I noticed how the term that we were introduced to at the very beginning was intervention, early intervention, behavioral intervention. And then we had a medical professional who actually offered condolences. So for me, that flipped the script because I pay attention to those who are in position to support those. What is your approach? Is your approach one that's like this guy who wanted to offer condolences and my child is sitting right there? Or are you truly supportive? Is your advocacy meaningful?
And so Pathfinders for Autism has inclusive events at no cost constantly. It's actually, honestly, some of the only times that we are able to do certain activities because of Pathfinders. They have sensory-friendly movies. They will take the aquarium, lock it down, and only the autism community is in there. Because some of these individuals are overwhelmed by, you know, overstimulation. So they make adjustments so that we're able to get out and about and participate in activities that everyone else gets a chance to do. So I will share the link to the fundraiser that I started. It's in anticipation for Giving Tuesday tomorrow, but I started it a couple of days early, and the fundraiser lasts for the whole month. So if you're able to, please consider donating to the fundraiser to benefit this awesome autism organization.
I definitely will be.
Thank you.
Is everybody, what in the world, is that the drum roll?
No, that's not me this time. No drum roll this time.
Was that applause? Was somebody baking some bread, get ready to bake some bread? I'm going to try to. So I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song real quick, and I'm going to bring in our last poet. Play what?
I thought you want to play detective and find out where that's coming from.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do all that. Nah. Nobody got time. So let me see what's the decent. Here, we'll just play this one. Thank you for sharing that, sis. You know, I would definitely do that. One second.
Thank you.
Never every wrong sign showing me there's a clear direction. I had to let it go and let God do. If it was up to me, I would have never knew this magic. Everything happened to me right back, but with you in my back, and you see, no losses, we just live and learn. And though I can't say every love of God has a special love, but every painful day and late night, which was it? Took me a while, but I realized.
I love that daggone remix. Woo! I think we're ready. Sis, are you there?
I am here.
Do you want to introduce our next poet on the mic?
I'm going to let you because I'm not 100% sure of it.
I thought I told you.
What I just...
Okay.
Yeah, you.
Oh, it's the one that you have. Okay, okay, I'll go. So listen, none other than Epiphany's own, the Renaissance poet in the house. We appreciate you. What's
yeah,
up?
I'm here. Good, I appreciate y'all
all
getting
right.
me off in here. Right,
we appreciate
right.
you calling because we know you've been under the weather and stuff, so we appreciate you
yeah,
calling.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully my voice hold up here while I try to, you know, do it. But if I'm going to have my show this week, I need to see what my voice does. So.
No, I forgot how to do a show. So I came on here today and forgot what I was doing.
Oh, damn.
But you know, I have a good co-host. You know what it's like to have, you know, people to keep you alive, keep things flowing for you. Yes,
hey,
indeed.
I don't know where I would be without mine. So yeah,
I'm thankful. I am thankful. You'll have to, but you have to listen to the playback because you know Mimi came in here and earlier, and well, I mean everyone's been amazing, but when I tell you when. The ladies probably appreciated Mimi more.
Hey, Mimi be going
than everyone
in,
else.
Look, we be going in, so I can already imagine.
Yeah, everybody's been great tonight, though. Absolutely, and I know that you are about to bring it because that's what you do. So,
I'll do my best.
You know, whenever you're ready, take your time.
I'm pulling from my book. Called Let's Be Fair, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, all right. This is one I don't think I've heard before, so I'm ready. The mic is yours whenever you're ready.
All right. That's about that horn. All right. She influences me in ways that influences my fluids to flow fluidly, increasing mass and hardening lips that scream, taste me as I imagine the sugar-coated raspberry on my palate. How she might sing, her need for me with malice, hands that grip my mic with incendiary tendencies, creating a black fire in me that consumes any other flame, taking over my mentality. All I want to do is find out the sound of her moan and take her down to the darkness below where we can't see, can only feel lips tasting and making noises that make Christians cringe, but at the same time wave fingers to the sky and call on a savior, because the way that I save her is similar to how Jesus might have saved her. Seriously, is it blasphemy if her trumpet-like scream reaches heaven? Does she blame me for the way the earth shakes? I mean, it must be the earth, because no way the shocks alone made the bed break, made objects continue in motion like a fast car after we slammed on the brakes. And I'm like Curtis Blow, and I told her that these are the brakes, and I'm more concerned with blowing her away. So I never take breaks. I continue to taste, continue to take, hoping to sedate this carnal urge to destroy the very memory of any orgasm that ever came before me, creating the condition that makes lips that cannot speak scream and sing praises be to Elohim or Allah. But at this moment, I am Jah, calling forth the flood. Not 40 days and nights, but when I get done, that's what the room will look like. Influence to be so managed is worth paying for the damages, because my brain has been damaged by the way her hand grips and the way my mic fits in her fingertips. Her lips remind me of something you sip. I'm coming to break her off. I'm trying to be deep in her roots, deeper than my black thoughts. Want my face more confused. Want her face more confused than trying to understand how the Malaysian 370 was lost. I mean, I really can't stand it. Want to leave her so into me, Sally Struthers starts fundraising because of how much she is dehydrated and famished. I mean, it's only fair. Renaissance.
I hear my sister over there clearing her throat.
Right.
There were so many lines in that, though. The black thoughts line. I have to say that you caught me with the microphone and the fingertips. I wasn't ready, and I should stay ready. I don't know why I don't stay ready. But could you run?
The way
could
you write,
run?
You should always be ready.
Can you run those back? Because they were so close together. Can you, like, run back that part for me? They were close together. Both of those lines were fairly close together. You can just, like, run them all back.
All right. At this moment, I am Jah, calling forth the flood. Not 40 days and nights, but when I get done, that's what the room will look like. Influence to be so managed is worth paying for the damages, because I'm paying for the damage because my brain has been damaged simply by the way my mic fits in her fingertips, how her lips remind me of something you sip. I'm coming to break her off. I'm trying to be deep in her roots, deeper than my black thoughts. Want her face more confused than trying to understand how the Malaysian 370 was lost. I really can't stand it. Want to leave her so into me, Sally Struthers starts fundraising because of how much she is dehydrated and famished. I mean, it's only fair.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here shaking my head.
Can I say this?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. Brother.
Yeah.
I love the way you do what you do. Mad respect for the way that you write. Always inspired me to pick up the pen. Always challenging the way that that I write, because I feel a lot of similarity in what we do. In particular, I love the way that the ending of your lines are the beginning of something new that you don't see coming in the way that you the way that you do it. So, yeah, mad respect, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, man, mm-hmm. coming from you, dog. I definitely appreciate that, man. Real talk.
You know, it's funny when I hear there is absolutely some similarity between what, how you both do what you do. There is absolutely some similarity.
Well, we both love metaphors, but he got metaphors for his metaphors, and that's like, that's crazy.
He got metaphors inside of his metaphors inside of his metaphors. Listen, Mr. Already. That was, I look forward to the playback for that. I just thank you for running that back, and thank you again for kind of pressing through your voice and bringing that and sharing that tonight.
I haven't spit probably since my last show, so that's so good. But thanks for allowing me to be a part of it.
It's been a minute. Absolutely, and you have been entered to win. So I know that you and I have had some discussions. So I think that you probably have some things in mind if you happen to win. But we're excited. Thank you, Mario. I'm sorry, Mr. 668. I just put you. Sorry, Mr. 668. Did you find it?
No, I gotta sift through too much stuff. That was written back in, I don't know, maybe 2016 or 17, something like that.
Okay.
But,
yeah, it was a while ago. I'll make sure that, you know, yeah, I'm sure she would love to hear it. I just know that you were looking for it. I just wanted to check. But thank you again, Keith, Mr. Renaissance Poet, Mr. Already. We appreciate you.
Already.
Already, I'm gonna leave your mic open. Everyone's mic's open at this point in time. I don't know, except for there's one that is not spitting tonight, and I didn't open his mic. I don't know if he wants it open. Jay Rob, if you want your mic open, hit me by channel and I'll open it. But thank you to everyone that came through, that continues to come through to support. We so appreciate you, and tonight has been a ball. I had a great time.
Yes.
I had such an amazing time tonight. Everyone brought it. I don't think I've cried. Mimi had me crying to tears, though. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Again, it's the variety. We had so many different types of pieces. I absolutely loved it.
Absolutely. And it's just always, I'm kind of speechless in the moment, so you have to forgive me. I'm really kind of speechless because I'm really anxious to get to the playback. So I can imagine I'll be, But sis, thank you for being my ride or die, because I swear that's what you are. I know that people say that, but they don't know. They don't know what they don't know, but you are definitely
get me to step out of my comfort zone. You're the only one. You're the only one who can get me to step out. That's clear.
Well, I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you did. And I have, we always would be having, y'all don't know, she got a side. She be keeping me, she had me cracking up. Why are we like this? But did I hear somebody about to say something?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But just, did you have anything that you wanted to say to the callers that are still here, those that have come?
Whole fine, and basically, I appreciate everyone who came through, sharing your craft and your skills, the love that you guys shared, always, always appreciate it. It makes my day. Thank you to those who listen, who may not be able to be listening right now because they probably listened online, but
And sis, I want to thank you for sharing. Because I know that what in the world, hold on one second. I got to do this because I don't know what's happening. Like, we got a whole, somebody walking down the streets. I don't know, somebody, okay, I don't know whose mic didn't even pay attention. I'm not trying to point fingers. All right. So I just wanted to thank you for sharing of yourself, because I know that that is not your comfort zone. And I'm grateful that you allow me to put you in the spotlight tonight and to share. And thank you for what you do, and having a mission behind your poetry. Yeah. Has a mission. Everything that you do has a mission. And I have the honor of seeing you be mom and doing the things. And you're just a remarkable woman and poet and advocate and so many other things. And I'm just grateful to share space with you and to be this little tag team over here on Raw with Rain. I'm thankful. And I'm really grateful.
Stop it.
Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah. I'm excited about.
I'm at a loss.
I'm getting these. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nope. I'm at a loss. You go.
No, I was just. I'm just grateful that we were able to do tonight, and I'm excited to see who wins all the prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So for those listening in, immediately following this, give me about 15 minutes or so, and you can check us out on the event page. Probably just me. I always try to bring her in, and Facebook acts stupid. So hopefully I can bring you on tonight, especially being that you are one of the gift givers. So we'll be having three spins tonight. Again, it's a 4-minute or less visual poem from essentially Johnny. Mm-hmm. Audio clip.
Just send me an audio clip and I'll take care of the rest.
Yes, and she makes magic happen, I promise you. Don't forget to go to her IG, essentially _ Johnny, and you can see other ones that she's done for herself and for other people and her waist beads. But thank you again for sharing that, sis. And then we'll be having two spins for $50 each from Pulse Designs. If you win one, you cannot win the other one. So your name will be removed from the second one if you win the first one. So meet us back on the event page in about 15 minutes, and we'll be doing it then. Thank you to everyone that calls and supports Raw with Rain. We appreciate you all. And it's been a great night. Shout out to you. For real, the poet, for having this space for us to do what it is that we do. So with that being said, I'm going to close us out with the song. I don't know what song. I should have had that queued up. I'll do something short. One Love with Mike.
One Love with Mike.
Your smile, your voice. Creases up my heart with everything you do.
I'll take that back. See us next Monday. Same place, same time. Raw with Rain next Monday. We'll see you there.
Your smile, your voice. Creases up my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One that was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I choose you? Heavy, you were still holding me up.
enemy.